Number 16, verses 7 to 12. Moses challenges Korah. Korah has risen in rebellion with his gang, risen against Moses. And Moses is not taking it lying down. He faces up to this man. He faces him down. He's not to take it lying down and rolling over, because it is the Lord that this man has been against. It reminds me of 2 Corinthians. The apostle, Paul, was being ridiculed, scorned, mocked, dismissed, pushed aside, belittled by these super apostles. And the apostle comes back, Paul comes back to the Corinthians, and the second letter is a tremendous defense, not of himself, of course it is of himself, but the primary moving end of what he's trying to do, the cause of it, the root of it, is the glory and honor of God. This is the same here with Moses. Let me start verse 7. You Levites have gone too far. Moses also told Korah, now listen, you Levites. Isn't it enough for you that the God of Israel has separated you from the rest of the Israelite community? Look how blunt he is. And brought you near himself to do the work at the Lord's tabernacle and to stand before the community and minister to them. Think of all the privileges that God has given you. Think of the honor and the dignity that God has placed upon you. He has brought you and all your fellow Levites near himself. But now you're grasping, you're envious, you want more, you're despising the ordinances of God, you're despising what God has done for you and what he's enabled you to do, and you want the priesthood too. It is against the Lord. It's not against Aaron. It's not against me. It's not even against Israel. It's against God himself that you and all your followers have banded together. Yes, they've ganged up against the Lord. Who is Aaron? You should grumble against him. It's not Aaron. It's God himself. He reminded them of God's goodness, the privilege they have, how grasping they are. Psalm 106, verse 16. It's all out of envy. It's not Aaron, but the Lord you're against. And so you must appear before the Lord with us. Verse 12, then Moses summoned Dathan and Abiram, the sons of Eliab. But they said, but that's the next discourse. It's not the only time. You will find in 1 Samuel chapter 8 and verse 7, God says, it's not you, Samuel. It's not you that they've rejected. They want a king, but it's not you, Samuel, it's me. I am their king, but they have rejected me. I know it looks as though they're rejecting you, but that's not the real thing. They're rejecting me. It's a very serious thing, to reject the true man of God, women of God too. When I say men, I'm not speaking just of males. I mean those whom God is using, those whom God has called to any particular ministry or work. It is to reject Christ. Now, if you reject the gospel, you reject Christ, Luke 10, verse 16. You see the same going on today then. Moses will face the challenge. He will face up to it, not for himself, not for his name, not for his reputation, not for his status, not for his standing, but for God's sake. This man is jealous for the Lord of hosts. Elijah can say it. 1 Kings 19, verse 14, I have been jealous. I have been laboring. I have been stressing, straining for the glory of God. Numbers 25, 11 to 13, we shall come across Phinehas, and it said of him that he was zealous for the Lord. These men have to do lonely, difficult things. Moses stands against this uprising. Phinehas stands against the carnality of the people. Samuel standing before the people and so on. The loneliness of it. Paul has to stand on his own, as it were. He says, all men have deserted me, and so on at this time. You see, these men are lonely, but they stand for God. It's not themselves. It's not their name. It's not their glory. It's not their footnotes in history. It's for the Lord himself. And this makes these men mighty. They that know their God and are strong, they do exploits, the book of Daniel says. This is what we need today. We need men who are so jealous and zealous for the Lord, so given to his glory and his praise and his honor, that they will not compromise the gospel. They will not allow this challenge to the Lord, whatever form it takes. You see, it's not just simply what people say. It's not even what people do. God looketh on the heart, and he sees what's in the heart here. And in what's in the heart of Dathan and Korah and Dathan and these people, these men, what's in their hearts is this, that they are jealous, envious, and grasping for themselves, and they're against the Lord. May we have eyes to see. May we have the grace and the courage to stand. Yes, we need to speak the truth in love, but we need to speak the truth. Praise God for men like Moses here, Samuel, Paul, Elijah, Phinehas, men who are zealous and jealous for God himself. And we need that today. It doesn't make us popular to stand for God. It doesn't make us liked. We're considered cranks and oddballs and misfits and cranky and miserable and all the rest of it. But may God give us grace to stand and stand for God's glory. Amen.